So I invite you to close your eyes and take a deep breath and allow all the knowledge and information of the day to filter in and settle into your body and just release everything for right now so that you can bring yourself to the present moment. If you have any chatter in your brain, what's for dinner, what's coming up, lovingly acknowledge the logic and intellect of your brain and just ask inside for it to just remain a little quiet, move it into the background, send it a wave of love and gratitude for bringing you into the human part of life. But where we want to go now is to the multidimensional part of our being. It's already inside of you, always 24/7 waiting for your connection. And just allow a quiet connection inside with your own magnificence that resides within every cell. And place your hand on your heart, giving gratitude. Gratitude for every moment of your life that has brought you to this particular time, right here, right now, wherever you are, is the perfect place for you to sit and receive the loving messages and guidance from Adironda and Kryon.
Ah, so it is a good day to you. One last time here in Vancouver. I see your bright light radiating beyond your physical space. You've had much energy this weekend and have done the visualized journey with us earlier to really step into your purpose and your presence. Do you understand and know that every piece of information you are gathering is a part of that imprint or jigsaw puzzle, if you would, that makes up you? That is why it is so important to pay attention to those parts that you are picking up. Are you picking up the anxiety and the energy all around you? Or are you picking up the focus of learning new things, new technology, new vibration, having a bit of time to maybe sit in the stillness? Are you having a bit of energy thinking, oh, I have to do something, I have to do something? Or are you just allowing the universe to bring it to you and take the action steps that are important to take? You see, if you have an organization, and you have a wonderful meditation every morning with all of the employees in your organization, and you gather them together and you meditate and you visualize where you wish the company to go, and you see it all and you feel it all, and then you get up and you go on about your daily business, not paying any attention to the things that came in during your meditation, not taking any action from the steps that were provided you by spirit, by the universe, by God, if you would, then your company will move a bit slower and will not be maybe as profitable as you would choose it to be. For you see, meditation is one avenue to receive information, to calm your soul, to bring you into that centered place. So when the next step arises, you can say, yes, I see that, I take action. That is the key, action. Take a deep breath. As you take action, the universe, God, matches that action. Just as we talked earlier, and stepping out of the painting, bringing all your loves with you, you see the universe matches that energy. If indeed you truly believe it. And we know you do. Everything is possible. You simply get the opportunity to say yes. Yes to you. Yes to that opportunity that you maybe have shied away from in the past. For some reason, we do not know why, someone told you that you were not able to do that, even though it may have been a lifelong dream. It is a lifelong dream. It is an energy of love, of light, of presence, of clarity, of understanding. It is an energy that is you stepping out of that picture, magnified in color, magnified in intention. So we ask you, what are you stepping into? Are you looking at the television all the time, trying to avoid stepping into anything? Are you sitting on your sofa in meditation, visualizing everything, but not ever getting off that sofa to take action? Are you seeing all of your website and your energy and the information that you're having your living with, but you're never quite believing that it is actually yours? That is why we ask you to do the soul work. You know, people all the time ask us, where is their sweetheart? When is their sweetheart going to show up? We should have a singles group with Cryon and Adironda and bring all the sweethearts together and let them just pick out each other. Pick out the one that is their sweetheart. And yet, even if we did that, if you have not done your soul work, if you have not searched for your patterns and your programs and the energy that is holding you back from living a wonderful life that you have always chosen to live, then you'll be selecting an individual for your sweetheart that will carry those old patterns to reinforce them or to bring them back to you to see if that's really what you want. You see, that's what you are presented with. Until you do what we call the soul work, or if you want, the soul plerk. Play plus work equals plerk. So as you have that soul plerk, you are evolving. You are evolving into you. And as you indeed evolve into you, you will automatically magnetize to you the perfect job, the perfect house, the perfect sweetheart, the perfect community, because you are living in that vibration. You will magnetize towards you the perfect colors of your painting, if you would. And it is a power-filled magnification of you. Dearest beings of light, we implore you to remember your magnificence. We tell you all the time how wonderful you are. It's time for you to believe it. What is your purpose in this life? What are those things that you are choosing to surround yourself with? Everything is possible. Set your intention and step out of your painting and bring that energy with you. And then when you see the next step before you, take action. Take action, dearest. Because action turns a dream into a vision, into reality. We love you deeply, dearest. We see you. And we bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth channel of this particular weekend. And the channel accompanies an idea. The idea is this: that the human being has not been exposed to a full truth. And the portion of that which has not been exposed comes with consciousness evolution. And that is what is at hand at the moment for humanity. Especially those who would consider themselves old souls are starting to receive information that has always been there, but has been at a level which has been difficult to imagine is even there. The levels that are there, you have had exposed by so many gurus, or perhaps intuitive healers, or those who can read your Akash, or any of those that go beyond that which you consider reality. And that's what's going on. That theme will continue right into that which we call the Circle of 12. Because it's an exposure of new energy. Not really new energy, but new to you. Or at least energy you didn't expect. And the kind of energy that I'm talking about will be that of enablement. Enablement, where everything that you have done so far, it brings you closer to that which is your higher self, or even the spirit of the Creator, becomes enhanced and more powerful. It makes all the things that you've been trying to do, all the prayers you've given, so much more succinct and coherent with that which is all that is. Kryon, you speak in metaphors. That's because you don't have a multidimensional sight yet, dear ones. You live in a very small and shallow reality compared to the real reality that is there. And we've discussed that even in these last 2 days. One of the attributes that's so interesting to many is the reality that you live in compared to perhaps the next dimension. Esoteric people constantly are pushing the envelope in reality. They say, well, this is real, but we can go beyond that and we're moving to this or that dimension. Even you, folks, even you, dear ones, really don't understand that you're not pushing into the next dimension. You're pushing into all of them. You go from that which is your reality and you step into something you didn't expect. And that's the majesty of the creation of you, your soul. So let's talk about something that is a little more personal. I want to talk about transition. Transition from one reality to another, but not the Circle of 12 transition. The transition to the other side of the veil. I want to talk about death. It's such an ugly word. death. That whole idea of death carries with it a termination of everything that is. And it isn't. The word is not a good one because it carries such a finality of something beautiful and wonderful called your life. It carries with it the idea of the sorrow that those would have around you because you go from existence to nothing, seemingly, in that word. And so many will go into the words of transition, the crossover, the whatever it is, to better reflect what humanity actually believes. I've said this so many times before. Are you aware that most of the planet, starting with the indigenous, going all the way into all the other cultures, including the most modern that you have, being the Western cultures, all of them, almost entirely, believe that you go someplace when you die. That is intuitive, dear ones, because it's built into your soul. No matter what that belief system or the religion you have has you moving into another place when you pass from this one. That's very telling, is it not? It's an agreement, is it not? That something happens past death. In other words, it's not the end. But it's the end of the corporeal self. Those who start to understand the system of life on this planet realize that you rejuvenate lives. Just like your body rejuvenates itself cellular, corporally. You rejuvenate your soul because humanity doesn't live that long. You come back and you work the puzzle of light and dark on this puzzle, on this planet. You work it again, but you're not gone. The difficulty for you, dear ones, is that the human being that you love goes away. But I want to tell you that even that is not so. The only thing that leaves is the body. That really is the only thing that goes away. I want to give you something to think about. The crystalline grid of the planet is a grid that remembers emotion. It stores already, you know this, it stores your Akash as well. We have given you this over and over, how the crystalline grid works, what happens at the cave of creation, how your Akashic record belongs to the planet. The planetary Akashic record of your lives belongs here. You leave it when you go away. You pick it up when you come back. It goes on to you. It's part of your soul, of your remembrance. It belongs to you. It continues. Who you've been continues into who you are. And when that goes away, everything that you were this time is stored and put back upon you when you return. That means that you are still here. Every lifetime you've ever lived is still here. It belongs to the earth and it's in the crystalline grid. You think about that. That means the ones that you've loved and lost, dear ones, are in that grid at some level. Once you take a walk into the woods in quietness and call the name of the one, perhaps you recently lost and you're still mourning that, and listen to them in the wind that comes through the trees as a signal, or the birds that will land in odd places and sing to you. That's the grid of the planet. Your partner giving you a message from them. That's them talking to you, saying, the love that you feel for me is returned, and I am not gone. Understand the system, the beauty of it all. Understand that no human being, no personality ever really leaves. Not really. Only the corporeal body is dead. That is the only thing. The consciousness of the individual stays. In the healing premiere, I did something on purpose. I wanted you to see it. Not all of you did. But I won't then go back to it except to say there's a room in that place where I took many to. There's a room. And the audience which was watching you in that room, in that situation, in that metaphor, when you're sitting in the chair, every seat was filled with a past life of you. You can't picture that unless they're separate. They're not an amalgamation of the yous for many lifetimes. They stand separate, apart, personality, looks, who you were, what you looked like, what you did. That's in the Akash. That's in the planet. It doesn't go together in some mishmash of past lives that you have to think about and look at. They're separate, dear ones. They're looked at in an amazing separateness because every single human is honored for that life. It stays here to be honored. I want to tell you something about what happens in transition. For those of you who had a beautiful near-death experience, a beautiful near-death experience, where you come back from the threshold of death and it changes what you do for the rest of your life, you're not a very, very minor group. There's a lot of you on this planet who've had this experience. In some cultures, you can't even talk about it. In some, you can do more than talk about it. You can write books about it. But I'll tell you something. We knew you were coming back. That was part of what you do. Some people call it a contract. A contract is not what you think. And we've said this before as well. Any contract that you may think you have on this planet is written in invisible ink. You can change it. What if things get better and that which you're supposed to do gets bigger? Do you violate your contract if you stay small? In other words, it's variable. From all the way from doing nothing to doing more. But you still have what is called an agreement. That if you should awaken, and if things should happen in a synchronistic way, that a pathway is there for you. My partner, in his 40s, as an engineer, had that agreement fulfilled. I told him, if he had not sat in the chair and received what I had, others would have. But that was his agreement. And he did, and he fulfilled it, and he sits here today because of it. That same kind of thing is with near-death experience. In other words, we knew you weren't going to go to the other side. Therefore, you had an experience which was unique. You got to peek behind the curtain without going there. You ever think of that? So you really weren't near death, not really. Even if you were pronounced dead on an operating table, we knew you were coming back. And so we got a chance to meet with you briefly so you could see the reality that you don't have now. So you could experience the unbelievable rush of awareness when you peek behind that curtain. And you go, oh my, I had no idea. And that, dear ones, is when you didn't want to come back because you saw the majesty, the beauty, the light of God. And you were there in it and belonged in it. And your friends were there, and all of the things that you'd ever thought could be were there. And you didn't want to come back. But you did. That experience was a quick one. Didn't last very long. You might have thought you were gone for a long time, but those around you say, well, you came right back. We almost lost you. And that's that moment of disappointment you had. Oh, I'm back in my body. I'm not where I wanted to be. That entire experience, we knew about it in advance. That was your agreement. What you did with it is your choice, but it wasn't death. Let me tell you about the transition. I give you these things in all love for two reasons. Number one, that those who might fear the transition won't anymore, and that the ones that are left behind right now of those who have the transition will understand and breathe easier, perhaps even have peace over the entire process. Known by God you are. And when the transition starts, it is a little slower than you think. In order to go from a corporeal consciousness on this planet or any other planet, there has to be a time of transition, adjustment, where things start to move in directions I cannot even explain to you. So many multidimensional processes are at hand to bring you into the light, so that you don't just pull back the curtain and take a peek. You become the curtain. You become part of the whole, which is the creator. Your soul indeed comes together with all of the others for a while in what we will call the soup of God. And family is there. It takes at least three of your earth days for this to happen. This is so intuitive that so many of your belief systems actually have that rule, that there has to be a certain number of days before this or before that, and it has to do with transition, with death. That is how intuitive this is all around the planet, that it would be part of protocol and doctrine. It's real. It takes at least 3 days. And at the end of that time, there is then a coming together in a way that I cannot explain to you of all the pieces and the parts that were not part of you when you were here. The pieces and the parts that you missed, that were grand, that were part of all that is, that creates divinity. There is no judgment, dear ones. That is something you created to serve you in so many ways. There is no judgment when you go back to the creative source. You have the grandest, what we would call, party of all. That is a metaphor, but you can imagine what it might be like to have your consciousness as you have it right now awaken in a place that is magnificent. You don't even have eyes, but you have eyes that can see all the dimensions, all the forms of light, any form of sound. Can you imagine what that might be like? No. You live in black and white, and color appears. You think you have sight, and you have a million eyes. You have a million ears. It seems like there isn't anything you can't do in that time, because you now are pure, are so much a part of the creative source of God. That's what happens. And, dear ones, you are connected. Listen to me. You are connected forever with the one thing that cannot be destroyed in passing, and that is the love you have for the others who've been left behind. Did you hear that? You don't go off into a place that is so far away from who you've left behind. You just don't, and you never did. Being in a multidimensionality is also being here. This is part of the dimensionality. Those who've lost loved ones know that you get the dreams, you get the visions. You could even smell them sometimes. That ought to tell you they're not gone. They simply changed. That's all there is. Not only that, they're still part of their remembrance in the crystalline grid. Death is not what you think. It just isn't. And then after an appropriate amount of time, and every single soul is different, comes the reincarnation, as you have called it. You come back. But you don't just come back. Hard to describe yet again. Let me ask you something. Your soul is huge. Do you think it's simply right here on the earth right now as you walk around, or is there a piece and part of it on the other side of the veil? Think quickly. What's your intuitive answer? Of course there is. So if there are pieces and parts on the other side of the veil, are you aware they might be in a planning meeting discussing who your child might be when they come back, or who you might meet, or all of these agreements that souls have when you start to cooperate in coherence with the reality that you have. In other words, you are able, through your consciousness and intent, to steer yourself into a place that is benevolent and has good things there, including your healing. We've told you that before. What a concept. You create your own reality with your intent. But it has to do also with agreements you're making with people who are alive on the planet. Their soul is also on the other side of the veil. Are you getting the picture? So here you are on the other side of the veil, meeting with those, having an agreement with those of how best to serve the planet when you come back, what family you will be in, what culture you will be in, most often the same one you left, so you're comfortable. What gender you might be, which is most often the one you left with, so you'll be comfortable. And in you come. If you don't believe this, let's ask a mother who has more than one child. That child, if it has come from two human beings, ought to be very similar, you would think, because they are inheriting the two human beings' chromosomes, their DNA, all of the things that would inherit, even in their some of their instincts, all of that, the way they look and feel, your talents, and yet you'll have one child who is one way and another child is dramatically different. Like one came from one planet and another one came from another planet. How do you think that happened? You know I'm right. That was planned. They made the decision to come into your family. One perhaps is a new soul, maybe another one as an old soul, and they act like that. It's part of parenting, is it not? To be aware of that and be able to deal with the changes and the differences between the personalities and the maturity, akashically, of your children. What a system. It's not blind. It's not accidental. There is a tremendous amount of planning. That's another story. What I really want to tell you is that the ones you've loved and lost are far closer to you here, far closer than you have any idea or that anyone's ever told you. I want so much to steer you away from the idea that when you lose somebody on the planet, they go straight to judgment and are punished forever and their soul is damned. What an idea. What a horrible idea that you have been given about the majesty of God. Would you do that to your children? And the answer is no. Then why would God, in even a moment, with incredible love, ever think about doing that to you? Not accurate, never was. You are magnificent and you're returning to magnificence, but you're still really close here through that string of love from those you've left behind, especially when there was so much love before you passed, by so many people before you passed, that love just keeps you right here. Right now, right now. So many are leaving the planet, but they're not leaving. They're just transitioning to a higher dimensional plane where they can still love you like they used to. You miss hugging them. You miss talking to them. But oh, they are so there, dear ones. It's more than you ever had any idea. They are so there. And the closer you move into that soul of yours, as we're endeavoring to do with the healing circle of 12, as closer you get to the substance of the universe, the closer they're going to be to you every day in a way that they were not corporally. Do you have the courage to celebrate transition? Not just celebrate a life of somebody you've lost, but to take their memory, put it in a chair in front of you and talk to them, because they're there. They're feeling it and you're feeling it. I want you to have tears of joy and celebration of what I'm telling you instead of that of grief and sorrow. Because you lost them. You didn't lose them. The system often has those passing, even before their time, because they need to go and come back to change this planet more than they could have in the body they had. Did you hear that? There's a lot of seniors leaving the planet right now. They need to come back, and they need to be young again, because so many of them are old souls. This planet needs help. It's going to need help in this next generation that's coming, because these are the old souls being young again, having that kind of energy. They're going to need it to change the things that are going to need to be changed right now that are happening on the planet. Blessed are those who have recently passed right now, who are trying their best to communicate with you that things are okay. And you can be too. That the love will never change. And that is what links you on both sides of the veil in a way that you really had not seen before or known about before. I tell you these things in love because you need to know them in order to go to a next step of an accelerated evolution of consciousness that is taking place on this planet. That's what I tell you today. Oh, there'll be more. New information coming about how things are so different than you think. Good news, all. Relax, dear ones. Be peaceful in what's coming. And so it is.